Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel good, you?
Yes, sir.
I'm blessed. Who else blessed? Tell a person next to you, I'm blessed. Tell them something gonna happen the other day. Come on now, tell them something gonna happen the other day. Tell them something gonna happen to you. Here today. Something gonna happen here to you today. See, he ain't got that stick no more. $500 check. You may be seated because there's a lot of insight and I want you to catch a hold of this. I want you to write this down. Knowing how to let your faith demonstrate supernatural grace. Knowing how to let your faith demonstrate supernatural grace. It's a whole new spectrum of spiritual living. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
This is a whole new apostolic spectrum and prophetic of spiritual living. Remember, grace includes all the favors and ownership provided by the cross. All the favor and all the ownership, all throughout the Bible, wherever God says something that belongs to you, grace is packing it. That's why, my brothers and sisters, the enemy tried to leave grace and faith and faith disconnected. We've been trying to operate in faith by works. We're going into a whole new area as we recognize our ownership. Jesus, we're going to read scripture in a minute. Jesus was a grace container when he was here on earth. He was, and he knew it. He was a grace container. Therefore, you ought to know you are a carrier of grace also. Because of your faith in Christ, you're a grace carrier. Now, here's what it means. Meaning that all supernatural doors are ready to open on your behalf.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
See, you, the significance of that statement, you mean to tell me, I come here this morning, you tell me all supernatural doors are ready to open on my behalf? So we're going to deal with scriptures that we're going to permit the Holy Spirit to drill within us this morning, knowing how to let your faith demonstrate supernatural grace. First of all, you're going to have the right type of preaching. Turn to 1 Corinthians. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2 for a minute. I want to look at one or two verses. And then the scripture, you got to listen to scripture real close this morning because the scripture is going to be preaching themselves. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, the apostle was sharing with the church at Corinth how to let the anointing flow. What I said? In my speech and my preaching, verse 4 of the second chapter, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. That's the danger right there.
Right.
The danger is we got so much doggone supposed man wisdom now. Technology, government, all kinds of run, different cultures running their mouth like they're so smart. And if you don't watch yourself, they'll mess you up. Man. Everybody say man's wisdom. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Say, that's my side. In demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith, here we go, should not stand in the wisdom of men, but what?
In the power.
How many of y'all see the difference there? See, the wisdom of men can be real sharp, real clear, but it's still not the power of God. No wisdom that man has is supernatural. No wisdom of men can raise nobody from the dead. If anybody, I don't care what hospital they're in, if they were supposed to be dying and they rose up, it was God got them up. All right. The next scripture you want to read is found in Galatians chapter 2. Because you're going to have to be up in these scriptures when I start giving this outline. Verse 20. Scriptures are preached themselves if you listen. Because if the Holy Ghost organize scriptures together, they'll speak right behind one another. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. But Christ liveth in me. But Christ liveth in me. Tell your neighbor. And now watch what he says now. Watch what the apostle said. He's teaching apostolically. And the life which I now live in the flesh. How many of y'all know the flesh can be a mess? How many of y'all ever had a flesh mess? The rest of y'all didn't raise your hand. You just had one. You just lied. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see that, right?
Yes.
Now, for years I read that scripture and memorized that scripture. And I'll show you another scripture that happened to me. And I thought I had that scripture. I said, oh, that's a great scripture. The Lord said, read it on.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to not be a grace frustrator for faith to function at that level. So Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. How can I say this? Faith law workers.
Yeah.
Trying to hold God to something by his word only.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, Jesus. Well, you don't know what I said just now. Trying to hold God to his word only. But if grace is not there, say something you never heard before in your life. Grace and God are synonymous. God packing grace and grace packing God. For our benefit, so we can walk into a deeper dimension of the Spirit, all right?
Yes.
Deeper dimension of the Spirit. Now, the scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, this scripture is going to blow you away. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15:10. We're in the process of training you how to let your faith in every situation demonstrate supernatural ownership. Oh! You didn't hear it. Every good thing, every blessing, every promise God made to you belong to you right now. According to John 19:30, when Jesus was hanging on that cross, he made the statement, it is finished. Your healing finished. Your wealth finished. Your prosperity finished. Your relationship finished. Your joy finished. Your peace finished.
Yes, sir.
If it's not there, your soul in turmoil. Now this scripture, you had to read it. I had to read the scripture over and over and meditate it. Look at verse 10. Because it brings you into another category that the church don't know. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Once your faith understand that you are a carrier of the I am nature, you're not trying to be nothing. You're already there. Look at somebody and tell them
you're already there.
Because Jesus brought you there on the cross. He paid for everything. It's sealed, sealed, and delivered. What I said? Sealed. So what you waiting for? We need knowledge. We need understanding. We need wisdom, we need faith, and we need to step off in supernatural grace. Because everything already paid for. So all the prayer lingering and lagging we go through is for us. Because it's already done. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You pray in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in my life. You gonna do it?
Yes, sir.
That'll knock a lot of hell out your life right there if you do what I tell you to do. This morning, you'll knock all the hell out your life by just saying that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life right now. I believe that. I'm gonna stand on that. When the other thought comes, you know that's your soul trying to take over. Your soul is supposed to submit to your spirit, and your senses submit to your soul. Oh, my goodness. That's all that happened to you. A sense rim, a soul rim, keeping you thinking that you're not going to make it. Well, I heard the Spirit say something. I pray that y'all catch it. You can't make it unless you take it. I say you can't make it unless you take it. You got to take it. Take what belongs to you as a child of God. Are you hearing me? Right now, I'm not right now. The solution is coming to your heart. Solutions are coming to your heart right now. Apostle said, I got to take it. Not beg for it. not cry for it, but by faith, through grace, take it. Anybody got anything they want to take? Maybe something you've been praying about, something you've been believing God for. You have the divine right to take it. Thus saith the Lord. Word of Life Christian Center is a take us. We take by the glory of God, by the power of God, and by the love of God, and by the strength of God. Ooh, glory to God. Hit this place, Holy Ghost. You know, I sent a bunch of grace angels down here last night. They up in here now. You better write it down, grace angel. You got a bunch of them. Their job is just to handle grace. And we about to turn some grace loose up in here. So your grace angel is ready to help you. Hallelujah. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Wait, now you're going to say some more things about grace. And his grace was, which was not bestowed upon me. Whoa, what? Bestowed upon me was not in vain. Now let me slap all of us. Actually, a lot of grace have gone to waste. But you know what happened? Satan tried to make us think we can take grace space, a place, by praying a long 2 hour and by reading the scripture all night long and didn't add no grace to it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know, when my mama was a French woman, when mama made gumbo, I ain't just wanted rice. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that old-time gumbo. We come walking through the house and say, you ready? You smell it in the back room. Well, we had the old-time gumbo. It's time for you to smell grace. It's time for you to know that your prayers are not answered because you're so perfect. As long as you're going to be here, you're going to have some mistakes. Because you got this physical body to deal with. You got this soul to deal with. You got to keep pulling them back in line. God wants me to tell you he's not holding nothing back from you. He wants you to shine on his behalf. He wants you to be able to say I'm a Christian, then they see you're a Christian. Because they see your blessing. Bible called it joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Why? Oh, well, how this come up now? Why you want a wife and can't find one? You ain't looking. It's your blind self. Always see a bunch of men that pile up laughing and talking. Get y'all tail. I told them, boys, I want to see more babies.
Yes, sir.
I told three young men, I said, y'all go make some babies. They need you, ain't we? Hey, you with me? You know. Be seated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm mad. Well, make a baby. What you mad for to make babies? I don't know. I'm telling you, because the baby, we short on babies. No. Don't you let me look, Fred. I'm going to be on you after a while. Let me finish reading the scripture, then I'm going to start pondering some things on you. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I. Look at that, class. But the grace of God, which was with me. So you leave here knowing that the grace of God is with you. All right? All right, all right, all right. Look at one more scripture that I had to look at Romans 4:16. No, we never look at Romans 4:16. Two scriptures, and then we'll go to work. You brought your Bible? I told you I'd bring Bible. Look up at their board. I look at their phone. Anything might flash up on their phone. Romans 4:16. Therefore, it is of faith, you see that?
Yes, sir.
That what? To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. You know what that started off, that verse there? See, if you try to operate in faith by the law, you're not going to make it. Because the law don't have the divine power that grace has. Grace broke Satan down, broke everybody down, and rose from the grave and took all power in his hand.
Yes.
Now, when you're operating by faith, Sarah was over 100, Abraham was over 100, but Abraham, by operating by faith, the Bible says verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. Now, suppose you did that with your last dilemma.
Yeah.
Become fully persuaded before you see anything. Are you listening?
Yes.
Let me tell you another scripture. We're going to a lot of scriptures. Go to 1 Peter. Then I'll start. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who going to help me in here this morning?
Hallelujah.
I look at you and I look at a point that's not in and did nothing. You just want me to do it all by myself?
Yes.
See, you pull the anointing out of me.
Yes.
You sit there like a stock log. You got to have your heart open and say, Lord, anoint apostle. Let it come out. Oh, it's trying to come out. It's always trying to come out.
Yes.
I might let it out myself today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody get the answer today. Everybody get blessed today. Everybody get set free today. Everybody get full of joy today. Everybody get full of peace today. Everybody. So
that includes me.
I'm not going to just set you up.
Let it flow.
Let the Holy Ghost flow.
Let the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, you lift your hand. Holy Ghost, you welcome in this place.
Holy Ghost,
manifest.
Manifest.
Show us what the Father wants us to know. We receive it.
In
Jesus' name.
You
may be seated. Hallelujah. An atmosphere change. I don't like them old dry atmosphere. You? Oh my goodness. 1 Peter, let me hurry before I read this. Who could I manda? Who could I manda? Let's go. Hallelujah. First Peter 5:10. You be seated.
Hallelujah.
I heard these words. He can't get there no more. He can't get there no more. So wherever he's been crossing the line at, the Holy Ghost just said, he can't get there no more. Last time. Y'all better talk up in here. Well, it was the last time the devil tricked you. His trick not gonna work no more. Thank God for that. But the God of all grace, I mean, 1 Peter 5, you may be seated. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, oh my, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. You ready for it?
Yes.
I say, you ready for this?
Yes.
Make you perfect. Establish.
Yes.
Strengthen.
Strengthen.
Oh, my goodness. And settle you. I came to church and got settled. Faith and grace is a divine combination. Make sure you put that down. We must fully understand. Faith and grace, we must understand. The two go together, faith and grace. Faith and grace is divine, a divine combination. We must fully understand to operate in the ways of grace properly. See, can you identify with this? And I think it'll give you a shift in your spiritual life. We've been trying to operate in faith and hope, or faith and works. But the divine combination is faith and grace.
Yes.
I know I've been to hundreds of faith conventions. And grace never was applied to the faith. You ready?
Yes.
Your life will flow in this divine realm, and you will experience life as never before. My life is about to flow in the divine realm.
My life.
And I'm going to experience life like I never experienced it before. Read in Galatians 2:20 and 1 Corinthians 15, here's a statement that bring both of them out. Grace is your God-given identity. Grace is your God-given identity. In other words, your ownership because of grace. I almost want to say partnership because of grace. Partnership with Jesus. Now, I want you to get this because I make statements that are powerful. Grace is a supernatural force of the cross. When grace is functioning, the cross is functioning. The resurrection is functioning.
Yes, sir.
The ascension is functioning. The seated position of Christ at the right hand of God is functioning. The sending of the Holy Spirit is functioning. Come on, did you get those functioning?
Yes, sir.
See, grace caused all those supernatural things to function. And you got to operate in it by faith. Not by religion, by revelation. By having a personal contact with God, personal contact with the Lord Jesus, personal contact with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, turn God's grace loose in me.
In me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are not damnable and you're not stoppable.
Amen.
You understand that?
Yes.
You may make a mistake, but you know how to get back up.
Yes.
God love you.
Yes.
God wants you successful.
Yes.
Talk back to me.
Yes.
God wants you in victory.
Yes.
Let him do it.
Yes.
Ooh, my goodness. Grace is a supernatural force of the cross. God releasing all Christian empowerment on your behalf right now. What's your situation? What you're dealing with? It just comes from the pulpit. Everything that God has been released on your behalf. Everything that God can do,
yes,
just was released on your behalf.
Yes.
All that God is,
yes,
all that Jesus is,
yes,
all that the Holy Ghost is, all that the Word of God is,
yes,
just been released on your behalf.
Yes.
Everything about to turn around.
Yes.
I said everything.
Yes.
Glory to God. I see some of y'all don't believe me. Everything about to turn around. You know, up here, this is not no McDonald's. This is not a Burger King. This is heaven. And heaven just told you. You sit there like you had McDonald's. There's no Big Mac up here. Everything about to turn around. Matter of fact, I want y'all to search it. I want you to search your life out. From this morning, I want you to search out. Things going to start changing. Say, oh, it is changing. Oh, yes, it got to change. Because you thus saith the Lord. Better, 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 better. Bless, 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 bless. It's time to shout. Declare to five people, I'm out.
I'm out.
And then sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I said sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You never said hallelujah before? Say it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody else say it for you. Say it for yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Don't let nobody else take your praise. Say it yourself. I heard the Spirit of God says, all your disgraces are over. Any mistake you made is over.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, let's get some points down you can work. Sit down. Wait a minute. You using the word grace, I'm gonna give you four or five things, then I'm gonna go give you the first point. First point I'm gonna give you. Grace, spelling it from grace, is a supernatural force of the cross. God releasing all Christian empowerment. God revealing all Christian empowerment. God resurrecting all Christian empowerment. So all these things happening to you today. Let me go back over. Let me go back over.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all better pay attention.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Grace is a supernatural force of the cross. God releasing all Christian empowerment. Satan don't want you to know this. God revealing all Christian empowerment. God resurrecting all Christian empowerment. When you learn how to operate your faith with grace, great empowerment is going to come upon you. In Galatians 2:20, you ready? 21. I'm gonna give you this point: knowing the power of grace, cover faith. Knowing the power of grace covers faith. Number two: all limit leave the life of one who knows how to live in Christ's cross-given grace.
Yes,
turn to Hebrews 12:2. All limit today. All limits leave you. No limit. My life got in no limits many years ago, and I've broken every limit that ever stood before me by trusting God. Man said, you're not going to make it, but don't pay no attention to them. They don't know what they're talking about. All limits leave the life of one who knows how to live in Christ's cross-given grace. No more limit.
No more.
Look what Hebrews 12:2 says. Looking unto Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Look at it. What it say? The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. No more limit.
No more limit.
So that what you're dealing with, like it don't want to crack or don't want to get back, put pressure on it.
Yes, sir.
From this morning service.
Yes, sir.
I dare you. Ooh, this one here. I don't know. Knowing how to handle soul interruption of your faith. Your soul interrupt your faith. I want you to turn now, and I did this too. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Because I got to stay here a little while because I want you to see this. Your faith, a lot of times, is interrupted by your soul. Your soul is not designed to operate in faith. It's designed to take instruction from your spirit. All right? Y'all going to work with me a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right, Matthew chapter 11. Because I'm going to show you this. Once the Lord, I would try to claim the last part of this chapter, but he says 11:25, Matthew 11:25, and we're dealing with knowing how to handle soul interruption of your faith.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How many know your soul will interrupt your faith?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your soul, your emotion, imagination, your mind, your conscience. All right? It's not born again. And he'll act like he's gonna act right, but he's gonna turn because the devil is in control of it. You got to control. Either you gonna control your soul. I'm gonna tell you, if you're not gonna control it, I'm gonna tell you somebody else gonna control it. Start with a D. If you don't know how to control, if you don't know how to control your imagination, and them thoughts. How about them thoughts? You get out of bed, you thought that you don't feel good. It's gonna be a rough day. You gotta know, I said, shut up. Pull out a scripture. Say, you talk to this. Oh, y'all don't act like y'all. Listen, I know y'all human, and I know you go through some stuff, and I know the enemy trying to talk to you. Don't try to sit there like you. I handle it every day. Me, I get up with a sword of the spirit. No, you get up just like everybody else, trying to get up. Sometimes it takes you 3 hours to get up. Gotta hit him as soon as you get up. Cha cha la la ba sha ka ta. That's the way I hit. I hit the floor. And the devil said, I'm going to find me an easier house than this. I ain't got to put up with all this whipping. Cha 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 la la ba ya. Now here, everything can leave you right now. I'm going to go to a simple scripture, but I feel the Holy Ghost. And I feel an anointing. I feel that he want to relieve you right now. Anything on your mind that you think not working on your behalf. I want you to leave here full of joy. Full of peace. Full of spiritual understanding. That I got a God who is big enough. I got a Jesus who is big enough. I got a Holy Ghost living in me.
Yes.
It's bigger than enough.
Yes.
I got a Bible that's bigger than enough.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now watch what happened here.
Yes, sir.
In the 25th verse, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou have hid these things from the wise and prudent, and have what?
Revealed
them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. Amen.
Amen.
And no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Now, reveal him. I want you to catch the word. You got it? Reveal. Say reveal.
Reveal.
See, it's our relationship with God. It's a revealing relationship. You're never going to know all of God. He don't run out. So always, you're always in a position to receive revelation. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Your devil-given problem are for God to reveal himself.
Yes, sir.
The devil meant for it to destroy, but God used it to build you. I know I went through problems that got me stronger. God gave an answer, so at that level, the devil can't mess with me no more. Because I'm walking in revelation at that level. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it out what?
Good.
Don't you think you're the only one dealing with something? Jesus Christ. You in this world? Hold your faith in grace. Now, I used to read the 28, 29, 30 verse and thought I had it, but I didn't because I didn't read the verses before. The only way you can walk in the 28, 29, and 30 verse is not by quoting them. You got to have revelation. Because he said in verse 25, 26, 27, He told us how it worked. Then he said, come unto me, all you that live in heavy laden, I'll give you what?
Rest.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in the heart. You shall find what?
Rest.
For what?
For
your soul. Oh, my. How many of y'all sitting here with an unrestful soul? Yeah, I see your hand, son. Unrestful soul. Young man, he put his hand up. Unrestful soul. It got more unrestful souls in here. See, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is a light. No matter what come up, turn to your spirit. Watch what I'm about to tell you. Praise under pressure. Praise will break pressure up every time. You walk around the house and the burden come about your child, about something, say, hallelujah. Glory to God. God, I know you're handling this for me. I thank you so much, God. Oh, my. Some of y'all sitting here with no joy. And you're a good person. You love God, but you ain't got no joy. Get your joy back. I declare you got your joy back. Laugh every now and then. Ha, ha, ha. Force it. Force it. Fake it. Fake everything else. Ha, 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 ha. Put a wig on your jaw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know where that come from. I never heard that for in my life. Put a wig on your jaw. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want to compliment you ladies the way y'all dress in this church. It's powerful. Men, I want to compliment y'all. I know it takes time to do it, but it's something about it. It's an honor to God. I probably could have more members if we wouldn't be wearing these suits. I let them come in with them little tight shirts on and stuff, but I'd rather not have them. Let them go to their church where they're drinking coffee and Coca-Cola while the preacher. They got churches like that. Yeah. One of my men catch you in there with some coffee, you're going to be in trouble. I'm going to pray for them after, because they might tear your tail up. Because you ain't got to be able to drink no coffee while I'm preaching. I always did believe in dressing. My old spiritual father believed in dressing. Then the prophet in my life, I never saw him when he wasn't dressed. It took a little time, but it's something about the atmosphere. You come with a little t-shirt on, a pair of tight jeans, tennis with one socks on. You know. Let me say one or two more things in my clothes. Now, Matthew 11, 25, 30 was knowing how to handle soul interruption of your faith. I don't know if I said it. Knowing how to handle soul. See, soul, a soul interruption come in sometimes. Imagination, they come in and try to change things around, all right? Now, write this down, Hebrews 11, 1. You know it, Hebrews 11 and 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. From those two verses, I'm going to make a statement. I wrote, here, see faith operating through ownership. Although you come to a point where you own faith. Hallelujah.
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 No, too many of us have had that little hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all saying hallelujah over there?
Yes.
Over there?
Yes.
Say it again. Say it. What about y'all?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Wherever I look, you say hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How long have I been preaching, Montreal? Oh, we got 1,700. We're going to that 2,000, partner. How long have I been preaching, Montreal? You don't know, huh? 50
minutes? Yes, sir.
50 minutes. All right. Letting your faith unpack grace on a daily basis by standing on the basis of the finished work of the cross. I'm going to give you a scripture for that. Letting your faith unpack grace on a daily basis by standing on the basis of the finished work of the cross, John 19:30. It is finished. All your victories are finished. The victory is already yours. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Put that up there quickly. 1 Corinthians 15, because I'm going on. The victory is already yours. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all get up here and sing something. But thank you be to God. I think we need to dance on that voice. But thanks be to God. I want everybody in here to say that. But thanks be to God.
For
giving me the victory
through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Anything, my brother and sister, you got pressing on you, family-wise, children-wise, financially-wise, God want to answer it for you. And there's an anointing place on your life. If you got marriage problem, God want to deal with it. Let him deal with it. That's what you didn't come here. You didn't come here just to come here, just to say you've been to church. No, you come here to be ministered to. You come here to be loved. You come here to be see something in the spirit that's going to change things.
Yes,
all right?
Yes,
take your joy back.
Yes, sir.
Take your happiness back.
Yes,
be at peace.
Yes,
you're looking at somebody else, think they got such a good life, you better try to check yourself out. Stand up.
Yes.
Lift your hand. Begin to say hallelujah.
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 I didn't say it one time.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. I got my peace back.
I got my joy back.
Matter of fact, I'll be on my dance a little bit right now. You got somebody next to you not moving, catch him by the arm and shake him and say, move, dog, move. Let's go.